Number 131 from March of 2017, Where Was My Head? Have you ever done anything so dumb that you wondered if you had a brain in your little old head? Have you ever found yourself doing something that you know darn good and well is not going to have a good ending, but you do it anyway? Have you ever said to yourself, oh, this isn't a very good idea, and then proceeded to do it anyway? Have you ever looked back on a decision you made and then said, where was my head? But then you knew where your head was, and it's real dark up there. That is precisely the experience that I had last week. It all started out so innocently. I was asked to be part of the crisis prevention team at the hospital. This involves 4 full days of training to teach one how to listen carefully to others, to diffuse volatile situations, and even how to physically restrain people engaged in risky behavior without using pain or hurting them. It is a useful program, and I learned a lot. There are several statements that you must agree to and sign your name to in order to take the course. One of the tenets of the course is that you have to agree to not engage in any horseplay during the training exercises. I think you can already see where this could be a problem for a fellow like me. I wasn't really disruptive or anything such as that in the class, but when we got to the physical restraints and controlling holds, I was ready to have a bit of fun. I was holding Chaplain James in a type of bear hug from behind, and as he struggled to get loose, I simply lifted him off the ground and held him there with his feet dangling. That is when I felt something give way in my lower back. I began to have very sharp pain in that area and had real difficulty going from a sitting to a standing position. Now I am moving very gingerly and appear to be about 95 years old. I knew right away that I had just done something dumb, and I was immediately remorseful, but the damage was done. I thought to myself, I wonder if this is how Adam and Eve felt right after they ate the forbidden fruit. There was no need for them to do what they did, and they were specifically told not to do this one thing, and yet they did it. Just like me, they probably had no idea why they did what they did either. Martin Luther knew all about this. He said that we are by nature rebels against God. St. Paul recognized it too when he said that he often did not do the right thing that he wanted to do, but did the wrong thing that he didn't want to do. Thankfully, God knows who we are and still loves us, despite the dumb mistakes we make. Now all I have to do is forgive myself for my silliness.